Toronto Mayor John Tory has confirmed that he's considering a hotel tax as a source of revenue. He and other leaders of large urban centres in the province say it's a method of paying for tourism initiatives that would take some of the burden from taxpayers. New York City has a hotel tax of nearly 6%. Winnipeg has a 5% hotel tax, and Montreal 3.5%. Tory says he's already met with Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne, since he can't impose a tax without the province's permission. It's not yet clear what her position is, but some sources say she's likely on side. But Ontario's hotel industry is anything but. Terry Mundell is the CEO of the Greater Toronto Hotel Association.
We already hear from those folks that are coming into the city that we're an expensive destination. And you also have to remember, we're an expensive destination for the hotel community to operate in. We pay the third highest property taxes in North America, just less than New York City and Boston. So it's those types of things. When you pay somewhere between $2,500 and $11,000 per hotel room for property tax, it's a lot of money.
It's estimated that a hotel tax could bring Toronto between $7 million and $21 million a year. The hotel tax will be on the table for debate at Toronto City Council later in the year. If it passes and gets provincial approval, then other tourist centres such as Ottawa and Niagara Falls are likely to quickly follow suit. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.